pase, pierna derecha, directo al arco, golazo, golazo.
The world of football with a soccer perspective. This is Soccer Today with Dwayne Mullins and Kevin Larame, live on the Sports Podcasting Network.
And good day, good night, and welcome to Soccer Today for Thursday, August 22nd, 2019. I'm Kevin Larame, joined by Dwayne Mullins, as always. A little shorter show today. We're still reeling, recovering from yesterday's three-show afternoon. Make sure you go to patreon.com/sportspodcastnetwork for the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast, where Dwayne and I talk to York 9 and York Lions University Master Soccer Coach Carmine Sacco. And also yesterday, Dwayne, we talked about the Montreal Impact firing their coach on top of our regular show. So if you want to know more about the Impact and Wilmer Cabrera and the firing of Rémy Gaël, make sure you listen to our breaking news edition on yesterday afternoons on the yesterday's feed. But first of all, how you doing, Dwayne?
Good. Much better than calm, probably, because I watched that Calgary-York game last night, man. And York did not really show up to it. So, yeah, 3-1 loss. complete, that one goal was lucky.
Should have been 5-6. But
that's
because a few goals were called back. Cavalry is quite a team. Cavalry is quite a team in the Canadian Premier League, and they're fun to watch, and they're back on top of the standings of the fall table in the Canadian Premier League. And tonight as well, Dwayne, let's not forget, tonight, CONCACAF League game in Hamilton when Forge FC hosts CD Olympia without Jerry Bankston and with only 17 players, so that could be interesting tonight as well. But before we talk about games from last night in Major League Soccer and a bit more about Montreal, the topic of the day today, Dwayne, and soccer fans been complaining since yesterday afternoon, the Zone's bait and switch. The Zone, the subscription where MLS Live, Premier League, Champions League, Europa League is available in Canada, used to be the home of football, the way they call it, because it has La Liga, Ligue 1, Serie A. But since the 16th of August, Ligue 1 and La Liga are no more on DAZN, and their beIN Sport is not even on DAZN anymore. So for the $20 a month, DAZN lost a big part of, I would say, product or properties that do attract fans, like La Liga and Ligue 1, and they lost two big attractions there in DAZN.
Yeah, and look, if our American listeners may think that this doesn't really affect them, and maybe not directly, but when you're talking about the movement towards over the top services from more packaged cable services, it certainly is a conversation that is ongoing and that we've had a few times already over the past 18 months or so. It's been one of those hot button things here. And just to summarize what has happened, DAZN Canada last year had everything basically but the Bundesliga and the Premier League on its product. That included MLS Live in Canada. So at a market MLS teams, you couldn't watch the three Canadian teams live. You had to watch them on a 72-hour delay, which infuriates me to this day, why we have to wait 3 days to watch them. But anyway, he also had like some kind of weird leagues, like the J-League and stuff like that. But more to the point, you had Serie A.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
If you're insomniac, anyway, it's especially fun. You also had La Liga, Serie A, Ligue 1, and the championship on that service, as well as the League Cup. So you did get a little bit of English football on there already last year. So it really was a great value for a football fan. No one has ever denied that. I have never denied that when I talk about this. But what I have always been concerned about when it comes to these League 1s or these over-the-top services, Kevin, is that they will segment to the point that they become prohibitively expensive for people. And that's sort of an example of what happened earlier this week, when what was advertised all summer as being part of their package, that is that the beIN and the Spanish and the French leagues would be on there, and there were a certain amount of subs that were absolutely would have been sold with that in mind, was suddenly pulled without any warning and without any explanation. It was just gone. And it was only when fans started to tweet at them and send them messages that they came back with a canned response, basically that said, I'm sorry, unfortunately, this is no longer on our service, but we have all this other great stuff, which is a very, like, political answer, but nonetheless. And, you know, this is a concern for people who feel that they, well, like you say, bait and switch. come for our La Liga, and then they showed it for 1 week and then pulled it.
Yeah,
absolutely, that is what I would classify as false advertising, and it just costs us more money. It I estimate to watch the big four leagues plus MLS in this country, which would be the most common package that a completist would want, would cost $80 a month right now.
And easily, easily. Here. You want to talk about money? Let's talk about what I have. And since yesterday, I added beIN Sports to my television, $15, $16 a month here for me, for beIN Sports, but I have beIN Sports Spanish for free. Yay! A TV that I can't understand one word that's been said. That's going to be fun. But I do have beIN Sports. I do have TSN, all the TSNs. I do have Sportsnet. I canceled Sportsnet 360 and Sportsnet 1 because I wasn't watching them and they didn't have any soccer. I canceled Sportsnet World because there was not enough soccer and it's just pretty much old programming Europe and Premier League that no one watches. So, and no Premier League anymore. So why keep Sportsnet World? So I canceled Sportsnet World. Now I subscribe to One Soccer. I subscribe to DAZN. Dwayne and I used to share a DAZN account because of a working relationship here. But I need more because there's so many things on DAZN now. I got my own. But that's a lot of money for different platforms. So just talking about soccer platform, it's three entities, and still sometimes I don't have the games that I want to watch. But let's go back to DAZN. I'm going to mention all the competitions that are right now on DAZN, so there's everyone is clear about what you get if you do subscribe to DAZN, if you decide to put that $20 a month every month to make sure that you can listen to your MLS Live, to your Premier League, and more. So here's the competitions on DAZN in Canada right now in the world of soccer. Premier League, the English Football League Championship, we have the Serie A, we have the UEFA Champions League, MLS Live, the UEFA Europa League, we have the International Champions Cup, for whatever that's worth, UEFA Super Cup, we have the EFL League 1, EFL League 2, the Carabao Cup, better known as the League Cup, the AFC Champions League, which is the Asian Champions League, the Asian Football Confederation Champions League, we have the J1 League, so the Japan League, we have Club Friendlies, there's the Audi Cup, and there's the J-League World Challenge. Those are...
which is a single game. Yes.
So those are the properties of soccer that are on DAZN in Canada now.
Yeah, and look, even with this change, it's still, if you are an English Premier League fan, it's a must-have. It absolutely is, other than doing it through the gray or black markets, right? And we're not advocating for that. I understand, and I've done it. I streamed, obviously. I appreciate that there are certain properties out there that require you to stream. I understand that sometimes you want to watch a game and you don't happen to have that right. I will probably stream occasionally to watch Bayern Munich games this year because I can't justify spending $20 a month for Sportsnet World to watch two Bayern Munich games a month. I just can't.
It's stupid. So who still subscribe to Sportsnet World? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. And if you are a subscriber to Sportsnet World, I'm sorry, I apologize. I do not mean to insult you at all. Please explain to me the rationale.
hardcore Bundesliga fans. That is who would.
And you know, that's a stupid thing.
Still there.
No, of course. And Sportsnet only has one soccer properties left, right? They only have the Bundesliga. So having the Bundesliga, you would think, oh, they're going to put it on their channels and try to use it. No, they're leaving it on Sportsnet World because it's the only reason why people subscribe to that channel. And it's $20 a month. Now, it's an example of the consistency with streaming services that it's not the same.
Yeah, and the bait and switch stuff is awful, and there's no, you know, you can, you know, obviously demand your money back, and I'm sure that if you fought them, you might be able to get your subs back if you did claim just for that, and I encourage you to do it, to stand up if that is why you subscribe. But more to my concern, and this is a longer view concern, and it is a concern that speaks not just to the gatekeeping that's going on here, but I truly believe that we will lose access if this trend continues, and I understand that people hate the cable companies. I get that. I don't like them either, and I understand that the cable companies in this country, Canada, and the States for that matter, tend to overcharge sometimes. But it's a self-perpetuating sort of cycle, right? Like they, it, less people use it, so they have to charge more for the people that are using it, which makes them drop programming to save money, which costs less people to do it. It's a mess. And I just don't, there is no simple answer here, but I just think that we've got to stand up for our rights, so to speak, as consumers when something like a bait and switch like this happens. Otherwise, it will just continue to happen. And the segmentation, the siloing of the leagues will continue to the point that you'll look at it one day and like you'll just have to basically not pay. It'd be like it'd be 1995 again. And that's kind of what I think. I'm just sad and lamenting that because there came a point like probably around 2011, 2012 where we had it maybe better than anyone else in the world in this country. And now we're slowly going back to where we were before, where you have to pay premium rates to get specific content and you don't have the access to the rest of the world in the way that you once did. And that's kind of a loss for the sport.
Yeah, it is. You remember
the Talker podcast. We have to say that.
I'll mention you two things and you'll be like, oh yeah. You remember Fox Soccer Channel? You remember the channel that we had with James Sharman and Brandon Dunlap doing Soccer Central every night? Yeah, I was looking forward to watching Fox Soccer every day. Even though it wasn't available here, I'd always have means to my ends. And I was able to watch my Fox Soccer. Remember Gold TV? You remember Gold TV? Yeah, it might not have been in HD. Might not have had a lot of live games. But it was soccer on my television 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And yeah, I miss those days, I guess. I guess I'm nostalgic about 2011, 2012, when the world was so much less complicated.
Yeah, well, it's like I'd be careful what you wish for thing. And sure. Look, and we haven't even touched on gatekeeping, which is a different subject for this. But in terms of what's happening right now, I mean, the bottom line is that, yes, you can still legally obtain legal and La Liga in this country, but you're going to have to pay more money now than you did a week ago. And well, if you spot. Are interested in them.
Yeah. So if you want to, there's only $20 a month, $150 a year. It's a bit cheaper if you go for the entire year. And if you were getting the zone for La Liga and for Liga, just cancel the zone, subscribe to beIN Sport. You'll save $4 a month. So there you go. And you'll get Roy, you'll get Ray Hudson. You'll get Ray Hudson screaming in your ears at least once a day.
Yeah, you have to pay more. What I meant is you have to pay more for the same of what you got for $20 a month last month will now cost you
$36.
Yeah, $35, $36. Yeah, that's a loss, regardless of how you slice it. And the fact that they did it without informing anyone is, you know, that speaks to the company that you're dealing with. And if you haven't investigated the zone, do so on your own. Leave it at that.
Google.
Just Google them and see what the owner is and understand where perhaps some of the money comes from, and then maybe you'll be less adamant that that Rogers and Bell are as evil as they are. I'm not saying there's not problems there, but
you're saying things. Do your own research, and also, if you go back to last year, same thing happened. But La Liga came back, beIN Sport came back. It was only a couple of days, and then it came back, right? But this year it seems to not be the case. We'll keep an eye on the situation. And one day, we'll maybe give you more info on behind the scenes of DAZN and other platforms like this. DAZN's got competition now in Canada with OneSoccer getting some properties. So it'll be fascinating. The over-the-top streaming, soccer streaming services wars in Canada. This is battle number one between OneSoccer and DAZN, kind of. It's not a fair battle. But it is interesting to keep an eye on for the future. Before we look at the games that happened last night, just want to quickly touch on Montreal. Wilmer Cabrera, new Montreal manager, is doing his first training right now. And after the training, there'll be a press conference at the training center. Of course, because of this show, I'm not able to go from the studio to the training as quickly as I would like. So I won't be able to attend the press conference live, but I'll watch it. We'll come back tomorrow on Friday's show to talk a little bit about it if there's newsworthy item coming out of the press conference. But 24 hours later, how do you still feel about Rémi Gall being fired and Wilmer Cabrera taking over?
Well, the one thing is we no longer have to say the full first and last name of the Montreal Impact coach every time we say it. I never understood why that was. It was never guard. It was always Rémi Gall.
Well, because it's just three syllables. So, like, it's easier to say Remy Gard than to say, I don't know, Marco Schalibom. You know, it's a little easier.
There you go. What do I think about it 24 hours later? Not even 24 hours later. I don't know if my thoughts have evolved much more from yesterday. And again, we did a special breaking news show at the time of the fire, about 20 minutes after it came out. I guess we're going to have to wait and see. It's basically what it comes down to at this point in time. I still think it was a rash decision that was more, that seems more emotional than logical to me. I understand that maybe if he didn't think he was coming back, he wanted to get a head start on it. But I don't know what it's going to mean for this season, if anything. If I have some time later today, I might take a harder look. I've been meaning to do this for a while, a deep dive on actual coke bumps. That's a different thing altogether. Coaches bump over the...
You'll have a different statistic there.
Yeah, much different show that over coaches bumps over the next little while. So that'll be good. It's funny, on Too Salty yesterday, I also went to say U Sports, and I called it U Sector in the middle of it. So that's, I've been having... Freudian slips all the time lately.
Are you saying that your U Sector Freudian slip and your cocaine Freudian slip are related? What don't we know? What's happening?
Say such a thing.
What's happening at U Sector that we don't know about?
Alas, so here we go. Where were we on that? Let's just get off that topic quickly. We'll have to wait and see how this one plays out. But this is the impact. Maybe you can't change, can't take the spots off a leopard or something? What's that old saying?
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't take the spots off a leopard or a cheetah, I guess. But you also have to put things in perspective sometimes. We do believe in stability. We have seen stability being successful in Major League Soccer. But if you go in the world of football, the general world of football, their statistics, and the average tenure of a manager is about 12 months. And it's normal. It's a transition period. And a lot of fans are angry in Montreal because they like Rémi Gard's personality. They liked his pragmatism. And he was good in interview. And he's good to make you feel like he's at the helm of the ship. And he's controlling everything. But there's more to the story. And there's more to what happened than just this. There's the things that Rémi Gard were saying to us and the things that were behind the scene. He's a very, very diplomatic person. And he's always been honest and open to the things he could. And I have realized, that's my personal opinion here over the last couple of weeks, the way he was talking about the club, the way he was talking about certain players, certain aspects, certain working relationships, certain injuries, certain things. I'm not saying there was a disinterestment or anything, but there was more to it than we thought. And of course, a couple of weeks ago, President Kevin Gilmour mentioned that you were going to work on the extension for Rémi Gard. We're not going to do that publicly. We'll work behind the scenes. So I think it has more to do with that aspect. And the only reason why Wilmer Cabrera is the one that has been chosen, in my mind, has nothing to do with next year, Dwayne, has nothing to do with what he did before, nothing to do with all of that. It has everything to do with the next 7 league games and 9 total games. Wilmer Cabrera knows Major League Soccer. For better or for worse, he knows team. And Houston were able to stay compact and solid at some point, and were able to squeak out results in one-game situations. If you go back to U.S. Open Cup, which they won last year, which a group of players that was not necessarily as talented as the other teams in that final or in the semifinal, and they still won. Those are game management decisions. Game management is one of the reasons why Wilmer Cabrera is now the coach of the Montreal Impact. And the only reason it's him right now is because he knows the teams he's going to face. He knows the Galaxy. He knows a few other teams. Houston has been in the West and in the East over the last few years. He knows a bit more teams than other coaches. And that's why he's there. The interim tag is not on him. But does that mean he's going to be the manager next year? We'll know more today in the press conference. But right now, after sleeping on it, I was not necessarily the most convinced person yesterday with Wilmer Cabrera. After looking at other pundits, and I have to say Bobby Warshaw was one of the person that did not convince me, but gave me a little different look to the situation. And it's true. He does know the league, and he has done well in one-off cup-type competition games. And the playoffs are one games. And all the games that Montreal has until then, they're pretty much playoff games already. So on one-offs, Wilmer Cabrera could do right. And I guess that's what I see after 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, Bajorsha's one of the best new voices over the past little while in North American soccer, for sure. MLS soccer, but does have a bit of a blind spot to Houston, for sure, as well. But we'll put that aside. I think the other thing, and this is going to require more sober second thought, more sleeping on it than a single day, is to look back on what actually Remigard did for the Impact and whether or not the experiment of bringing a big name into Montreal was worth it moving forward. And that's something I'm sure Kevin Gilmore has been doing over the past little while and evaluating that within whatever the contract renewal would have been, right? You know, I remember the conversation we had on this show 2 years ago, 2017, so it would have been in November 2017 when he was hired. And you were very excited about it. I was a little more skeptical of it. And I mean, I guess we're playing our roles at that point. But I think maybe in a week or so, or in a month or so at the end of the season, we might have to sit back and have a true evaluation of exactly what Remigard did for the Impact over those two seasons.
Or did the Impact fulfill the promises they made to Remigard as well when they convinced him to come to Montreal? I think there's a little bit of both on that story. But no, of course. And we don't know yet. I can look at the Remigard tenure right now and be like, well, I guess he was a used car salesman. I guess the monorail did look good and we paid for it and we got duped. But right now, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's, of course, the injuries, the lack of true target coming into Montreal when they wanted him. Anyways, it's a lot and we'll keep an eye and we'll hear more with the press conference. We have to finish the show quickly, so let's just look at midweek games in Major League Soccer. Three games yesterday, and there's one game tonight. NYCFC 1, Columbus 0 last night, Dwayne. DC United, the Red Bulls, the I-95 rivalry. DC United with a red card, New York Red Bulls with a red card, but the Red Bulls with the win in Audi Field. 2-1. And LA is good, Dwayne. LA is pretty good. LAFC 4, San Jose nothing for LAFC. Clearly the class of the league. And then there's a gap.
Yeah, with one of the goals of the season, of course, that everyone's talking about today in the LAFC for Godzilla. But
yeah,
I think in the Eastern...
You're talking about the Carlos Vela dribble. Oh, you're back in the net. Yeah. I got no one in front of me. And just passes it inside the net. Yeah, that was a great goal.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah, there's a lot of talk. That one's getting some international attention today. To me, that's a story. And San Jose, after doing very well through the middle of the year, has started to go back to form a little bit as teams figure them out. And that's something that a lot of pundits suggested might happen, that his style, San Jose's style, that tight man-marking style, doesn't necessarily translate as well through a second viewing. And so you might see them struggle a little bit moving forward, but still they've a remarkable job done there in San Jose. But the East, I mean, look, Toronto, Jozy Altidore set the nail on Saturday with his late equalizer, taking 2 points, you know, from the moment that they were about to capture three and stealing two from them back. And I think last night the NYCFC took the first hammer of the nail on the Columbus Crew season. I cannot see them getting back from where they are now with dropping 4 points, or sorry, 5 points in you know, short succession, right, over two games in 2 days. And they're still well back in that race. They needed to get points with those two games. So I would say that Columbus is now out of that. And then with DC, you know, it continues. And they are absolutely in trouble. Absolutely in trouble for the playoffs now, not just for their position, you know, a home advantage. They win again is what we're talking about with DC United when you look at their form.
Yeah, they have 39 points right now, fifth in the standings, 2 points behind the Red Bulls, which are fourth right now. If the playoff were to start tomorrow, DC would face Red Bull at Red Bull Arena, and I would put my money on the Red Toros on that one. But we'll see. There's also a game tonight, Dwayne. Sporting Kansas City, Minnesota United. A battle of mid-table in the Western Conference. Well, Minnesota is a little higher than the mid-table.
Minnesota second, so yeah.
Yeah, it's a force of habit.
Old habit.
Seeing Minnesota either the down on the bottom or in the middle. But Kansas City, we'll have to talk about Kansas City in the next few weeks, Dwayne, because tough season for Peter Vermes. And if there was one year that he might not come back from, might be this year.
he's very much ingrained in that system, though, and he has so much goodwill played up. This is what I always, you know, to make this TFC first-centric, a lot of people talk about Greg Vanney, and they ask me all the time whether I think he'll be fired or not, and my answer always comes back, and this would be the same with Peter Vermees, is that it's a little more complicated than just looking at the results right now, because both of those men are completely ingrained in the overall systems of those clubs, and to fire them would require a complete rethink from top to bottom. So, you know, maybe you see, like, Vermees has, they're different scales. Vanney is closer to having to make a move, I would have to say, but for sure. But Vermees and Vanney are similar in that way, in that these are clubs that have systems from top to bottom, and that both of these men are integral to those systems. So if you're to move either one of them, you're going to have to make a significant change. When it comes to Vermees, I don't think that change would happen for at least another year. If there's a second year where this system fails for them and they, you know, the top end talent, the TAM heavy rosters that they put together aren't enough, then they have to do a rethink in the whole system. And maybe that means that you move on from him. In TFC's case with Vanney, I think what's more likely is that he moves on from the coaching position if there's a failure this year, and maybe moves more into a TD position. I can see that happening. Absolutely. But the they have to look.
Ali Curtis's assistant, and eventually the new Ali Curtis would be Greg Vanney or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. You do some kind of, well, Ali Curtis is a GM, and then you have a TD, because that's what they... I mean, we're making this TFC now, but why not? Vanny's, what he does well in that system is he set up that academy in a way that is producing much more players. If you look at their success at the, you know, with those teams, which isn't the be all end all, but it is a measure of some kind. They've been much better in the past 3 or 4 years. And that has to do with the structures that were in place to identify and create pathways for the TFC main team, which they haven't laid too much fruit at the senior team, but that doesn't really put them as much of an outlier in Major League Soccer. Although you look at there has been some increasingly more success there, and I think we are closer to a couple more players breaking through. That's on Vanney, and I don't think they want to move away from that, but I do think there is an increasing pressure to have a change at the head coaching position, and then that maybe is a fair thing to do. And MLC could afford to pay two people there, right, in the similar role. And the question is whether Vanney would want that. I think he's happier in that role.
Maybe,
I mean,
yeah.
That's where he came from, right?
There's no pressure of being on the sideline and dealing with egos on a daily basis. And all. So, yeah, that could be interesting. And it's a story that will continue to follow. But Kansas City, I think, will be interesting to talk about in the next few weeks to see if they turn it around or not, and to see if they will be part of the playoffs or not. On that note, you can follow Dwayne on social media at 24th Minute, myself at Kev Larame, and this show at Soccer Today SPN Live, Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Figure out which time that is around the world, which if you are in a different time zone. And we do appreciate you for your time and your trust. If you like what we do, make sure you support us financially by going to patreon.com/sportspodcastnetwork. You can find the Two Solid Dudes Soccer Podcast for $2 a month, 4 shows a month, 1 show every week, where Duane and I talk about Canadian soccer and Canadian soccer only. We'll be back tomorrow with the weekend preview and with a look at the world of football with a soccer perspective. And until then, have a great soccer.
You can find the podcast version of all the shows we do on iTunes, Apple Podcast, Google Play Store, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and anywhere you get your podcast.